This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Let me take this opportunity to welcome on the line Aaron Mokoena Mbazo.
Abudi.
No, sharp man, and thank you very much for taking this time to speak to us. I mean, from your perspective, how would you sum up performance ya Bafana Bafana at the African Cup of Nations 2019?
No, but thank you for having me. I think, you know, it's clear, and we need to educate people. That's what I always say, and we need to be frank. We need to give credit where it's due. At the same time, we need to criticize where we're supposed to criticize by educating people. I mean, to summarize the performance of the Cup of Nations, it was a poor performance, and we all know that. But it's important that all of us, we need to take responsibility. When I say all of us, I'm talking about SAFA. I'm talking about technical staff. I'm talking about players as well. They all need to take responsibility. Look, we played Ivory Coast, we played Namibia, we played Morocco, and then we played Egypt with four different performances. Egypt, for me, it was the Bafana Bafana that we always wanted to watch. Ivory Coast, for me, I think we could have done better. We were not on par at all. I mean, Ronwen actually...
We hardly had a shot on target in that match.
We hardly had a shot on target.
We did not have a shot on target in that match.
That's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, we started poorly, and it's unacceptable. It's absolutely unacceptable. I mean, Ronwen, he is the player who saved us in that game. And again, I mean, I had few interviews already, and I said, you know, I just wished, yes, we can sit here and blame Stuart Baxter, which I think we have to criticize as well. But starting with Ivory Coast, for me, I just didn't understand why did we, I always say, why do you fix it if it's not broken? To start, what Stuart Baxter said, he said that he never had enough games to prepare. But we have beaten Libya already. And we played Libya that came to South Africa and gave us seriously a run. And then we managed to beat them in Libya, you know.
And in convincing fashion.
Convincingly, you know. So why did we change that? First of all, you know that as a coach, you know that I didn't have enough time or I didn't have enough games to look at players that can play well in Cup of Nations. But then you know that you have a team that have beaten Libya. Why don't you play that team and take from there? We played Ivory Coast with a totally different team. I didn't know whether the boys understood each other. There was no combination at all. We never asked questions from Ivory Coast. It's like we had that stage fried. But again, I'm asking myself, do the boys understood how difficult it is to play in Cup of Nations? Or we just actually went to Cup of Nations thinking that, no, it's going to be easy. It's never easy. I played World Cup. I played Cup of Nations, and I always said, Cup of Nations for me is the toughest tournament ever. You know, we played Namibia. There was some time where I was counting about 8 passes together with the boys, and I felt combination is there. But at the same time, we can't beat Namibia 1-0. No, we can't. It that shows that. We are not really there. Then come Morocco.
Yes.
Go on.
Yeah. I was saying, you know, with all that said, you talk about the mentality of the players and the approach of the coach. You said it's a combination where we all have to take a blame. Let's start maybe from a coaching perspective. How much of the blame should the coach take in this instance?
How much of what I didn't get that?
Of the blame should go on to the coach.
No, of course. Of course, Stuart Baxter needs to take a serious blame. You can play three games or four games with four different players. From players' point of view, it takes me some time to understand my partner, the player that I'm playing with, what he's good at and what he's not good at. So for me, actually, to get to understand a certain player, it needs time. But then if you play different team this game, the next game you play another team, the next game, the third game you play another team, it takes some time. I mean, you're shooting yourself on the foot. Hence, I'm saying, let's go back to Libya. Mm-hmm. We had absolutely a fantastic team there that we could have said, let's play against Ivory Coast with that team. Why didn't we do that? Mm-hmm. So that's the blame that actually I'm giving to Stuart. He needs to take a blame on that. But again, talking about players, you need to be flexible. Once you play for a team like Orlando Pirates, Kaizer Chiefs, which you play in Europe, you need to understand that now I'm coming to the national team. I need to adapt as soon as possible. If you don't have it within you, then it's a problem. And it goes to the mental strength or the character. We don't have that's exactly what Neil Tobey actually said in his interview. He said, okay, we lack mental strength. We don't have that strong character in the team. And again, I mean, I always said, you know what, in the national team there, we have talent, we have pace, we have technique, but we lack communication. We lack that combination.
And we lack fortitude, as you said.
We lack that aggression. At times, you need to win ugly by being aggressive. You have to be aggressive so you can be able to be on top of the opponent.
All right, let me take this opportunity to welcome also on the line Kickoff Digital Manager Tsepang Mailwani to join in on the conversation. Tsepang, good evening.
Good evening, Gwen, and good evening to the listeners.
Thank you very much for joining us. I'm not sure how much you picked of the conversation with Aaron Mokoena, but I just want to get from your perspective, how would you sum up the performance of Bafana throughout, from the first match against Cote d'Ivoire all the way to the match against Nigeria? Would you sum up as a good performance, average, bad? I mean, what? How would you describe it overall?
The one word I would use is inconsistency. I was listening to Aaron just now talking about, you know, the performance of the team, and I agree, because you look at how we performed in the group stages, then we go and perform like that against Egypt, you know, and that's the Bafana we'd like to see on a regular basis. But we didn't get that in the group stages. A lot of people say we criticize, but when you look at the fact that we finish a game without shots on target, we finish a game without threatening the opposition defense, the opposition defense, we finish a game, you know, without the combination play that we would like to see from midfielders, that's a big concern. You know, sometimes when you get knocked out of a competition or you're in a group stage and you get knocked out there, but you are playing good football, sometimes, you know, we get to understand that, you know what, these guys at least tried. They had five shots on target or they had six, seven shots on target, but the goalkeeper maybe on the day was just excellent. We really tested the goalkeeper and there was nothing else that we could do. But we can't really say that about Bafana right now, because they, especially during the group stages, were not as forceful going forward as they should have been. Defensively, yes, we didn't concede too many goals, which was good. But I felt like in attack, we weren't brave enough. Stuart Baxter was not brave enough to say, guys, let's have a go. I mean, a team like Namibia, no disrespect, we should be going at them hard and trying to get as many goals as possible so that we don't find ourselves in this stage where we're taking out calculators and trying to figure out how does it work with goal difference and so on. So for me, the tournament of ups and downs, but not too many ups. For me, there were more downs than ups, which is a big concern for me.
But if one can say, but Tsepang, when last did Bafana reach a quarterfinal?
Yeah.
So look, should that not count as a positive for those who might say, you know what, yes, you're criticizing the boys, but they reached a quarterfinal. And I think how long has it been since the national team reached a quarterfinal of any major tournament?
I totally agree with you, because those are the ups I speak about, because one, we didn't qualify for the last AFCON in 2017, and in 2015 we were knocked out in the first round when Sheikh Mashaba was coach. So now we managed to get to the semi-final. Look, there's no denying that that is good. It means that you're the, you know, top 18 on the continent. And anything could have happened, because you know how it happens in knockout football. Sometimes you just get that fluke goal or that goal that sends you through to the semi-final or even final. But when we look at the performance of the team, there's just far too many inconsistencies for me, which is my concern going forward. Because remember, we're not just looking at AFCON now, we're looking at the future. Is this what we need to expect from a final where one game they are so good and then the following game it's like it's a totally different team? I'm not saying that teams can't perform badly on some occasions, but Bafana Bafana is just a bit concerning, because you gave the nation a performance against Egypt that we had not seen in such a long time, and then the following game, you know, it's a timid Bafana Bafana. So if we can work on being a bit more consistent, on being a bit more braver, for me, I would say, you know what, this is a much better performance from Bafana Bafana.
In conversation with Aaron Mokoena, former Bafana Bafana captain and Tsepa Mailo and kickoff.com digital manager, we're looking at the performance of Bafana Bafana at the African Cup of Nations. Mazo, with all that has been said, in terms of going forward, what needs to happen?
I'm thinking that Bafa needs to look at themselves. We are about to play Africa Cup of Nations, the big tournament in the continent, and you don't give the coach that you want the to win the tournament enough games to prepare. What's that supposed to mean? So I think where do we have to start? We need to start in Bafa. If you appoint a coach, you need to give that coach enough resources. So we can say, no, you know what, it's the coach. Right now, actually, I'm sitting here knowing very well that Stuart never had enough support from Bafa. That's where we need to start. The rest will follow. And secondly, I think our boys as well, we just need to get, you know, we have good players out there, Gwena. We have hungry players out there. We just need to, you know, let's travel the world. Let's travel South Africa and find those hungry players who would understand that how much it means to wear the national colors. And look, when we watch Bafana Bafana, and now because we know more there, I always understood actually how important it was. Sitting here watching Bafana Bafana, I still understand how it was. They just need to understand the boys. They just need to understand that it's so important. Like, it's important for themselves. It's important for their families. It's important for the country. So they just need to be hungry enough. Give us that character, that character to show that, yes, I mean, we lost the game, but we tried. There were some times when where I'm sitting in the bus and we just lost the game. And you look at these boys, you feel like, what is happening? They look so happy. You know what I mean? So that's where the character comes in. I mean, you just lost the flipping game. What are you happy about? Are you happy to go home? Are you happy? What is it exactly? So we need to travel. Let these coaches travel South Africa and find hungry players. Let the coaches travel the world and find South African hungry players who understand how national colors actually, how important are national colors.
Tsepang.
Yes, sir.
Should Baxter stay or not?
Well, that's
I say he must go. What do you say?
Look, I'm both sides. I'm on some he should go, because one, I look at our World Cup campaign, qualifying campaign, where we failed to qualify for the World Cup. My biggest concern was the fact that we lost twice to Cape Verde. That for me was very disappointing, especially because we went away to Cape Verde, took the lead, lost, came back to Durban, took the lead, I think, in there as well, and we still lost the game. Same as Seychelles during the AFCON qualifiers, we went away from home. We were not very convincing as we drew 0-0. So for me, those are some of the things that concern me. At times as well, squad selection. I know that you need to have a core of the squad, your Tysons, your Boutlets, your Dean Firmans, but a lot of players haven't been given opportunities. Your Thapelo Morena has not been given an opportunity. Just as an example, Kermit Erasmus did pretty well towards the end of the season for Cape Town City. So for me, playing style, squad selection, and some of the results are the reasons that I would say
he must go. So what reasons in favor of him staying would you give?
In favor,
that he took us to the quarterfinals?
Continuity, because look, as much as I speak of squad selection, I'm not saying this whole squad was a mess. So you could look at continuity in hoping that as he goes forward, he does give opportunities to some other players who deserve a chance, but keep, you know, your Mutibas, your Percy Thaus, your Lotches, who are doing very well, your Zungus, your Maelas, who also maybe deserve a chance to get into the team, and maybe.
But the coach can't even play Lodge. The coach can't even play Lodge, player of the season.
I hear what you're saying, which is why I'm more on the he should go part.
Okay.
But yeah, okay. On this other side, there's not many
there's
reasons
not too many.
As to why he should
Mbazo Enori.
You put me on the spot, but listen, I'm not scared. Like as I said earlier on, we need to educate people. Look, we had Peter Msimane as our coach. We had Sheikh Mashaba as a coach.
Yeah.
I mean, you were talking about when was the last time we have qualified for Cup of Nations, right? So what is going to give us when we fire Stuart Baxter? Yes, I mean, like as I said earlier on, he made mistakes. I mean, he needs to be criticized. But for me, it's going in Fafa's offices, do they understand? They've been talking about Vision 2022. What is Vision 2022? Do they understand what is Vision 2022? Do they have people to implement that? For me, you know, it doesn't really have to it doesn't have to be about Stuart Baxter per se. Whether he goes, whether he's not, he's staying, for me, I don't really care. What I care about is our organization. Dennis Mambo left Safa. Why? Tell me why. It's a mess in Safa there. It's a mess. And that reflects to the performance of the guys. I'm not making any excuses about the boys. I said it. The boys need to understand how much it means to wear the national colors. And again, when the national team meets at times, they meet just a week. You need to be flexible to adapt as quick as possible. So for me, to be honest, when it comes to it, whether he goes, whether he stays, I really don't care. We just need to get our organization sorted.
All right, gents, we're going to have to leave it there. Unfortunately, we're out of time. But thank you very much for taking this time to talk to us. Aaron Mokoena, the former Bafana Bafana captain, and Tsepang Mailwane. Gents, thank you very much for talking to us.
For more podcasts, go to capricornfm.co.za and follow us on social media @CapricornFM.